This lecture on ignorance and blasphemy was given by Dr. Henry Clifford Kinley on Thursday, May the 6th, before his departure to Ohio. Now remember,
because I'm carefully choosing my words. That's one reason why we do not believe. And the Bible says, now when I say it, you know, and every other Catholic is on the face of the earth, know that he has taught to go to confession. Is that right? And to make confession. Is that right? Then he goes on out of that and does something else. Then he has to go back to make another confession. To the priest. Now, does anybody want to dispute that?
No.
Now, that whole entire system is incorrect. It's wrong. Now, here's how and why. Christ was manifested to make an end of sin. Peter, do you recall, said to Jesus, said, Master, if my brother sin against me, how often shall I forgive him? Until the seventh time? And Jesus, at that end of the day, and Jesus said, 70 times 7. Now that's 490 times in a day. Is that right? Now, I want you to see what I'm talking about. Now, that's his brother and he. Now, this pertains to the Jew. You understand? This pertains to the Jew, the 12 tribes. Peter is saying to him now, how often shall I forgive my brother if he sin against me? And Jesus said, he said, Peter said, until the seventh time, he said 70 times 7. Now that's 498, or 490 times in that one day. Is that right that his brother sinned against him? He gets born.
Yes.
Now is that clear?
Yes.
Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
Is that the way it reads in the Bible?
That's right.
See? Now, Jesus told him 70 times 7. That's 490 times in one day. He said unto that time, 490 times. Now here's what I want you to see. At the close of that 490 years, from the going forth of the commandment under our circle, this is what Jesus is telling me about. He didn't explain.
That's right.
See? Well, 490 years or 70 times 7.
Right.
And at the close of that, he himself, see, would be offered up for sin.
Right.
You understand? His blood would atone for sin. Now that's Jesus. Now, John says that he was manifested to make an end of sin. Get it stopped. So now see, when he's offered up out there, you see, there will be no more brother sinning against brother.
Right.
To have to go and confess
right.
all the time.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm
yes.
talking about? That's why I said the confession business is understand it all wrong, as it is everything. See? Now, have I made that clear?
Yes.
A man that has got the Holy Ghost in him or has got Christ in him definitely and positively does not sin against his brother.
Right.
And not only that, he does not commit sin.
Okay.
Well, somebody said, well, why don't he? Because the seed remains. And he cannot sin. You see the point? Now, this man's going out there sinning against his brother and running and confessing to the priest, and he's going right back out and doing the same thing all over. Now that's nothing but just open blasphemy.
Yes.
Now you see why I said that?
Yes.
It's open blasphemy. There absolutely is nothing to it whatsoever. Do you see that now? Now James, say this, confess your fault one to another, that you may be healed. Now, all of Israel, under the dispensation of the law, are you listening now?
Yes.
Under the dispensation of the law, and under, see that conjunction? And under the dispensation of grace, have not attained to absolute perfection in every polytechnical detail. In other words, they grow in grace as something to learn. You understand? Now that he does not know, that he hasn't learned, you understand? Then it's the ministry's job to teach. Because it is supposed to be Christ in the ministry now, as it was, I mean in this dispensation, as it was Christ when he was here in the flesh doing the teaching.
Right.
In other words, it's not the flesh and not the man that's doing the teaching. It's Christ or God that's teaching through the man. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, I want to go back and I want to bear down. Because, you see, we're all going to get in trouble here. Before the night is gone, we're going to be in a serious amount of trouble. See? Now, I'm talking about the ministry out here. Now, I said serious trouble. See? Now, I won't have to repeat that to you no more, will I? Now, in this school, what we have did, which I'm pretty sure that everybody hasn't caught on to it yet. I haven't understood it yet. I'm going to say his name and I want you to read it in your Bible. Isaiah 8:20. And you know, right here on this chart, you find it says Isaiah 8:20, right here. I want you to read it out loud. Now, y'all try to be clear, because I got a long way to go. Now, I didn't want to keep you here setting up here tonight.
Through the law?
Now, it says, through the law.
And through the testimony.
And through the testimony. If they speak.
Not according to this word.
If they speak not according to this word.
It is because there is no light in them.
It is because there is no light in them. Okay. Now, you heard that, didn't you? Now, that is not just something that makes us good. Poetical reading. You see? Now, to the law and to the testimony, to the law and to the prophet. If they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. Now, you see if I can explain that. Now, you see, the prophets, they prophesied, see, from the beginning of the world on that. You understand? I'm talking about before the flood, too. Now we got that understood. Now when God gave the law from Mount Sinai, I want you to understand it explicitly, profoundly, accurately. Without any error, without any doubtful disputations. How am I doing?
All right. Okay.
The law, when it was given, it stood O-N-L-Y only. I want you to read that to me in the 9th chapter of Hebrews. Now, when I'm explaining that, so that you don't make no errors and no mistakes or misunderstandings, I'm explaining that the law back here, it stood only in given from Mount Sinai to the Jews only. And remember, I did not say Gentiles, so don't think I said the Gentiles. See. And as you heard me say a lot of times, not a Bible reading contest. And we haven't got time to, you know, try to teach you something. to stop listening to a whole lot of stupidity and ignorance. Mm-hmm. See, let's clear that. Let's try to clear up some of it now. Now, read, whoever has, read out loud. Clear.
Only in me. Drink and die with water.
What was that, Dr. Harris? Now, you listen.
We're going to be here for the time and present.
Yes, you want us to get the subject. Yeah. Come on down to the presence.
The Holy Ghost, this thing.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you see the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost? Mm-hmm. I say it's the Holy Ghost. This signifies.
All right, read. That's the way into the holiest of all.
That's the way into the holiest of all, or into the most holy place. That's within the second veil. All right, read.
Not yet made manifest.
Now, it wasn't revealed.
Okay.
While the first tabernacle was yet standing.
Right.
See? Now, if it wasn't revealed at that time, could you expect the people to understand?
Yes.
See that time? When it wasn't revealed, there was no way for them to understand. Get it?
Yes.
All right.
Which was a figure for the time and present.
Which was a figure. Mm-hmm. I want to get this straight. Which was a figure for the time then present. Now when I say it's for the time then present, I mean it is for the present time.
Right.
See, it was under the dispensation of the law.
Right.
You understand? Before Jesus Christ was crucified, before the law was fulfilled, it couldn't pass. So it was for the time then present. Now here's what we have done for the time. We have mixed it all up to this time over here.
Right.
And confused it. You see? For the time then present. All right, read.
In which were offered both gifts and sacrifices.
In which was offered both gifts and sacrifices.
That could not make him
perfect.
Right.
As presented
to
the time. Read.
Which stood only in.
Now, let me get this straight. It's straight once and for all. You understanding me now?
Yeah.
Let no lesson say happen no more. Let no come up ignorant about it. Let no come up stupid about it. Let no blaspheme God about it.
Right.
Am I making it clear?
Yeah.
See? Which stood only in L-Y and meats and drink and dying and washing and dying all. Now you get that, friend?
Yeah.
You sure you got it straight?
Yeah.
All right. And which was offered both gifts and sacrifices. It could not make him perfect as pertaining to the kind. Is that right?
Right.
Which stood only in meats and drinks and dyes and washings and fine linen. Now that makes me have to explain this to you. Now it forces me up to it. It drives me up to it. I have no other alternative. You understand? Now I have to tell you what I'm kind. What the word carnal means. And I say what the word ordinance means. See, now I have to tell you that. See? Apparently, the world out there has not learned it.
Okay.
And the reason, and because they have not learned it. You understand? That means that they're ignorant. And that also means that they blaspheme against God. By their ignorance because they have not learned. I'll be speaking to after that. See? Now the word carnal means, what does it mean?
World.
The natural. Central. Garish. Physical. You understand? Now, let's clear it up. Now, ordinance means, what does that mean?
Ceremony, right.
No, that gets great now. You have to answer me. is a law. You understand? Now, somebody said, well, now what's the necessity of all of that? Now here's how we're about in trouble. To show you. Back here in the Garden of Eden, where this mess started, the third chapter of Genesis, you will find that. You see, now God has given Adam and Eve a law.
Right.
And he told them that they could eat of all of the fruit of the trees, or eat of all of the trees in the garden, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And they must not touch it. Is that right? Or evil. Now is that right?
Right.
Well, now here's what I want to tell you. That is a kind of honor.
It's all right
now. See? That's a natural. You understand? Physical bark that Adam and Eve had. The fruit of those trees in that garden, which was to sustain and to nourish that physical bark. You understand?
Yeah.
See? It was those ones that was natural. Now that was natural. That was physical. That was worldly. That was kind. You know, are you following me now?
Yes.
Ordinance given to a natural man. A natural fruit, a natural man. A kind order.
Right.
Now what did I say that for? I said that to let you know that the kind of ordinance that God gave to Israel was just as natural, just as physical. You understand?
Yes.
See? In getting of the Passover, you understand? In getting of the Passover, and all of those feasts.
Yes.
And everything that they dealt with was dealing with that physical body. Foot washing. You understand? Eating of the lamb. The goat, the bullock, the heifer, no, every bit of it was kind.
The Passover given to a kind of man.
Do you understand? Now that's why you have to go back.
See?
You have to go back to the law. Now he said to the law and to the testimony. See, now you have to go back to the law. You understand?
Yeah.
You have to go back to that law that was given to Adam. You have to go back to that law that was given to you. And that law that was given to Adam and Eve stood on it. See?
Right.
You understand? And that law that was given to Israel stood on it. Now am I getting over to you?
Yeah.
Now, God always takes special pain. I said special pain. Now, he told Adam and Eve not to eat of the fruit of that tree. He didn't let them go and eat of the fruit of the tree and then tell them, God might have done that. He told him up front, didn't he?
Yeah.
Get it now? Told him what would be the consequences that he had. Is that right? Now here comes along the devil in the third chapter of Genesis.
Speak.
Now the serpent was more subtle
than any beast
of the earth. Or clean. Deceptive. You understand? Now let me get this straight. So you can see what I'm talking about. Now listen, now a lot of people have never considered what you just read. You see? They just read what? Now the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the field which the Lord God has created. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got to go and show you in Revelation many revealed. See? Now I've got to show you where that serpent comes from. Now that serpent was not a earthly beast that the Lord had created from the earth. In other words, the serpent wasn't made from the earth, as was the man and the beast of the field. You understand? But he was more subtle. Now the Lord made him too. But he was more subtle, you understand? In the position which he was created, than the man or any of the beast of the field which the Lord God has made. Now I want to get where the serpent comes from. And I want to make sure that we stand for it. All right. Read, Dr. Hess, what are you reading? Now he's reading in the 12th chapter of Revelation. Now he's reading the 7th verse of the 12th chapter of Revelation. All right, read.
And there was war in heaven.
And there was war in heaven. Now you see where that is. You understand? There was war in heaven.
Michael and his angels
fought against
the dragon.
Against the dragon.
The dragon fought and his angels.
And the dragon fought and his angels.
And prevailed not.
Neither was their place found anymore in heaven.
And the great dragon was cast out of heaven. That old serpent
called what?
Called the devil and Satan.
That I said, you old serpent. See, now that's the word I'm at. Now the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the field.
See?
That old serpent which was created in the realm of heaven, you understand?
Yes.
Was more subtle than the man or any of the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made. Now have I got that over?
Yes. Yes.
You see? Mm-hmm. Now you just read that he was cast out of heaven. Is that right?
Right.
All right, read.
Which deceiveth the whole world.
Now, which deceiveth the whole world.
He was cast out into the earth.
And his angels were cast out with him. See? Now, listen. Let me tell you before I get to it, Fred. I want to make it plain. See, I don't want no mistakes about it. I don't want no speculation, no presuming about it. Now that old serpent was cast out of heaven into the earth. You understand?
Yes.
That's those satanic spirits.
Yes.
Is cast out of heaven into the earth. And it was more subtle, more shrewd, more cunning than any of the beasts of the field. This is all our God has created. Is that right?
Yes, right.
Now follow me close. Follow me close. You see? Now that was the devil, you see. And his angels. Is that right?
That's right.
Now here's what I want you to see here. Now he passed out into the earth. That's what you say,
right?
Can you see that now?
Yes.
Well, now I want you to find him down here.
Okay.
I want you to locate. Okay. Now, Jesus.
Wait a minute. June 4th.
Now, y'all try to be quick about this season. And the angels which kept not their first estate. That is, kept not the position in which they were created.
Yeah, right.
You understand?
Yes.
The angels which kept not their first estate was what?
But left their own habitation. He has reserved an everlasting chain of darkness.
To the great day of death. Who is he reading? Now read, see what he got to say about it.
For if God spared not the angels,
but cast them down to hell. But wait a minute.
them into chains of darkness.
And delivered them into chains of darkness. Now this chains of darkness.
Yes.
Chains of darkness. What do you say that for? Don't you see that one dispensation that maybe just make right here, brother? You see that now? But he delivered them into chains of darkness. Look. When Satan went to Eve out here, you understand? He cast down. See? There's going to be no conversion.
Mm-hmm.
You just might well quit trying to convert there.
Yes.
And his angels.
Yes.
That is not going to happen. His final destiny, his doom is already fixed and sealed.
Mm-hmm.
You see the point? Now, he cast down the hill and reserved the chains of darkness. Now, you see where he cast down to? Do you see that?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Apparently, the most of us have never seen and have never understood. Now, I'm going to move that thing, too.
All right, read. Where you were, you can see that. And to be reserved unto judgment.
And to be reserved unto judgment. Now look, listen, you heard where he said it was cast down to. You heard where he said it come from. Is that right? Now, when Jesus was here on earth, and he sent his disciples out, he sent them to cast out
to the law and to the prophecy.
Now, if this is what you have to do, now you have to do this. I'm talking about the ministry. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the ministry. Now, for the ministry to know how they speak as of now, you see, they have to go back here to the law.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And see about these feasts and these Passover and this law that were given to Israel back there, that time also. You understand?
Yes.
They have to come back here to this Garden of Eden. See, which is right here. See, you've got to come back here to this Garden of Eden and see about that law that was given to Adam and Eve.
Right.
See? Now they have to come back here. Now listen. Listen. Because that law and the prophecy have a course, that one confirmed the other.
Right.
See, there wasn't anything in the law. But what happened is necessary for it to be confirmed by the prophet.
Yes.
Now, if when the prophet spoke, listen now, when the prophet spoke under the dispensation of the law, you understand, out of harmony with what was concealed in the prophet, you understand, he was a false prophet.
Yes. Yes.
Get the thought? Now let me see if I can show that truth. Now, the law says, just to point out some specifics, the law says, Moses said, see, Moses said in Deuteronomy, a prophet shall the Lord thy God raise up unto thee, like unto me.
Right.
Him shall hear. That's the law. Now when I there prophesy, you better prophesy in harmony with that if you don't even lie.
Yes.
Therefore he has to say a virgin shall conceive and bring forth the son, and thou shalt call his name Amen.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
So then that means I have to go back to that law. And I got to go back to that prophecy, you understand, to know what's going on.
Yes.
Get it done? Now, when Adam and Eve sinned back here, you understand, in the garden, see, the woman's heel bruised the serpent's head, see, signifying a redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
See, then that's got to be shown under the law. It's got to be shown under the prophet. And I have to go back there.
Yes.
You understand what I'm talking about? Now, if I follow that course of training, I want you to see, then I am able to preach Christ without Matthew, without Mark,
yes,
without Luke,
yes,
without John, without the Acts of Apostles, without the Pauline epistles and the Pauline epistles.
John's epistles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to be able to preach him from the law and from the power.
Yes.
All right.
Now, do you understand that? Now, if I'm not able to preach him from the law and from the prophecy, then I'm not able to preach.
Yes.
But now what we're doing in our present day ministry is reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and calling all that the New Testament, you see, and say, well, we are not living under the law now, but we are living under grace. But you have to go back to the law in order to find out what's under grace.
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now that's why. And it says, now if they speak not according to this word, see, it's because there's no light in them. And I'm not talking about President Lynch. I'm talking about their prophets.
Yeah.
Under the law, if they didn't, if those prophets didn't speak in harmony with what God gave them the law, see, he was out of place. You understand?
Yeah.
Because you can't give a law reflecting something that the prophet, the same God in him, will have to confirm.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What it gives him in those natural, physical, carnal organs.
Yeah.
You understand? Both of them, one has to come together in order to confirm the other.
Yeah.
You get it now?
Yeah.
And that's why. You read it in Isaiah 56, 9 and 10. Read it. Now, I'll get so out of hurry on here pretty soon, but I've got to get straight first.
All ye beasts of the field.
All ye beasts. Now, you see the serpent is going to stumble. Then he is a beast. I said beast.
Of the field in which the Lord God has created.
Now, that's heavenly creatures. Lucifer and his enemies, you understand, was more stuff than any of the beasts of the field, which the Lord God has created. That's why I say, you're no match for him.
Right.
See? And over there, Isaiah prophesied. Said the same thing that you just read, that he was more subtle. Isaiah said that. You see?
Right.
Now here's how I say it. And he had to say that in order to confirm that just let Moses wrote that.
Yeah. You see?
He said when Lucifer was found, or he was made, God did what? Get in that way. See? Made in Jew.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
What is life?
Yeah.
And so on the man.
Right.
God made him that way. That's why he was more tough than any of the beasts of the field. God made him that way. You understand what I'm talking about? You see it now?
Yes.
All right, read on.
All ye beasts of the field.
All ye beasts of the field. Hurry up, let's get this over with. Oh, you get it, this number one, don't you? All right, read on.
Yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind.
Now his watchmen are blind! What's blindfolded? Read on.
They are ignorant.
Now see, they're
ignorant.
They are all dumb dogs.
They cannot walk.
They can't breathe.
Sleeping.
They're sleeping.
Lying down.
Loving to slumber.
Yea, they are
greedy
dogs.
Which can never have enough. Now what makes them so dumb? What makes him so blind, as Jesus said, when he was just a blind lead to blind, and all falling in it together?
Right.
Now the man that come along talking about prophesying was supposed to be watching for Israel, and here's his mind. See, he didn't know what them carnal ordinances reflected. See, therefore, he couldn't speak in conjunction and confirmation to it.
Okay.
You get my point now? Do you understand what I'm talking
about? Couldn't do it to save his soul.
Because it was God that gave the law. It was God in the prophet. And it is God for the prophet to prophesy what is reflected in the law. You see that now? Therefore, you have to go to the Torah, and you have to go to the prophet. You see what I mean?
When
Jeremiah said, you understand, that the Lord said,